So
on this roundtable, we do have one thing to address. As the captain, I'd like to bring it to that subject.
Oh, is it, you have a gavel? Would you like to pound into a...
Sorry, Dan, I kind of respect what you're doing right now.
No, I understand what Bob's saying. I have a mental gavel. And the issue at hand, once again, Bob is at the heart of it. It's not a fight, though, but you had brought this up earlier.
Sounds like a fight.
So in our studio today, Bob, we hadn't had lunch yet. The interns hadn't made their way to Eatsy's as of yet. And Bob was grumbling a bit, a little grumpy. Perhaps you got up extra early like you will do and ate
sleepy.
Early, and now all of a sudden you need some lunch.
Yeah.
Donger need food.
You did
sure.
your...
And I saw his...
Decoding Avezzano.
I saw him look around the studio.
Got really excited.
And, yeah, there was a... In our studio, there was a half-eaten pie. And that's not odd for our studio, for sure. Someone will drop off treats, or maybe the morning show will get something, or you guys
sure.
get something delivered, and we'll happily eat the leftovers. And I think that's what was in Bob's mind, right? You wanted to...
I was definitely going to get a piece of that pie.
Well, we came to learn...
As Saroy and Donovan both give me the...
I did not. There was no way I did that to you today.
They saw my eyes get big, and they both...
They're like, give me a little friendly advice. Don't eat the pie. We come to learn it was week-old pie brought in by Norm.
How long? It had been sitting there for a week, and no one threw it away?
No. It was at Norm's house.
Now here, to present his side of the story, is Norm.
It was all contained. I'd stopped at Rumpy's. And gotten cheese
Rumpies.
Rolls.
Rumpies.
What was the date when you stopped at Rumpy's?
Last Friday.
Okay.
When was your Gainesville show?
Yeah.
Last Wednesday.
It wasn't for your show? Because I thought it said Gainesville right on it. How often are you going to Gainesville?
Once.
Okay, so the 17th. So
Is
7 days 17th? Today.
Okay.
Yeah, we
days.
Went. We
okay.
I had our road show Wednesday.
Right. Brought it home.
Point, Bob.
It was all sealed. Kept in the fridge. And thought, you know, I originally thought that... Alec and his new wife were there. They were going to have some. They didn't. I thought I'm going to take that to the station.
Thought they were going to bring it into the bedroom for a special occasion, huh?
So, okay.
The honeymoon
but
pie.
It's just been sitting in the fridge.
Very sticky, but special.
Whoa.
Sitting in the fridge, but.
So you're saying it was whole when you brought it in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they're 35-40% gone when
I got
Right,
right. No, it was totally untouched when Norm brought it in today.
So you brought it home and you didn't eat any yourself?
Well, but I understand Rumpy's is a wonderful place. So I bought sausage rolls and kolaches.
I was going to say, it's a kolache place.
Yeah, it's a great place. And I brought this pie, which had been well-preserved, taken care of, had not been cut. I brought it into the station. In fact, I brought it in and said to Jeremy at about 6:15, take this in studio, see if any of the guys want to
You thought it was the
pie.
Nicest gesture you could come up with.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
And look what you guys are doing to him right now. I'm very disappointed.
Did you eat it?
You're the one
right
who
now.
Told me not
Don't
to go
you
near it.
Don't you point at me.
Did you end up
anything?
Did you end up eating it?
No. Donovan and Saroy are like.
What kind of pie was it?
It was cherry pie. And it was a sugar-free cherry pie. Really good.
We thought that Norm made the mistake when he bought the pie and he saw sugar-free on it and went, I don't want this crap. And then he brought it to the station.
It did
so
say sugar-free, and it did say
it.
October 17th. And then I believe it wasn't Donovan, but it might have been Mike who said, I kind of read online. Pie,
yeah, that was Mike.
Pie doesn't make it much more than 3 or 4 days in a refrigerator.
Okay, first off, that's got to be crap because I've had so many leftover pies from my parents' house, grandma's house, that post-Thanksgiving, Christmas, that were sitting in there for at least a week.
They're going to always put a date on a box that's not just a drop-dead date.
You're telling me you guys have
like
never
that.
Had, like, pecan pie a week after
Look,
Christmas?
They have scientists in a lab to determine if that pie will last
yeah,
that many
I,
days.
I don't know if pecan qualifies the same as fruit, but I don't have any idea. Never even thought of it until Mike had that information this morning, and now I'm,
2 days?
No, 7.
No. You're saying, though,
I believe he
but
said,
now by 12:30, when you were looking at it, it had been sitting there for 6 hours also.
Yeah. No, it's been refrigerated for a week. It's not like it's going to immediately go bad.
Everything keeps
it. Disappointed you didn't have any pie today.
Everything keeps in the refrigerator for at least 6 months.
I agree.
This guy playing both sides.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just having a discussion about the pie.
If something,
by the way, Norm's nice gesture.
So behind Norm's back, you're telling him not to eat
bring
the pie.
In treats. To the entire station because he's thinking about us, and you're hungry, and you don't even want to touch it because it's Norm's pie.
Dude, I had the napkin in my collar. I had the knife and the fork and my.
But others did eat it, obviously.
Norm and Jamal, our intern.
I don't know if anybody else had a piece.
Well, I saw Jamal running to the bathroom, clutching his bottom.
We said his hand was going to move from, oh, this is good, to, whoa, this is bad.
Out of my way. Make a bath.
Just stiff arm.
He didn't look so good.
Connected K going down the hallway.
Oh, no. Duck walking down there.
Okay, see, by the time it got to me, this is like a game of telephone, Norm.
I know.
The information had changed.
Exactly right.
I didn't know the pie was whole and in mint condition.
You know what, Norm, I want to apologize right now for Bob. It's very disappointing that he would treat a Hall of Famer like
then
this.
Then your supposed
I'm right
friend,
there with Donovan.
Thank you.
This disgusts me.
Thank you, Dan.
Your supposed friend and partner is giving me the...
I did not give you that
now,
signal.
Now, the Norm containers that are filled with eggs and refried beans...
and boiled...
Yeah, and pickles, and just whatever raccoon fest
salmon,
that you can put in there.
Egg salad. That
I'm not eating that.
To the Carter administration.
Yeah.
Old Chipotle burritos.
I'm not eating
everything.
That, but I'll eat an old pie that's a week old. No problem.
Now, I just have one truly serious question.
Yes, sir.
You guys started your show here. When you left the studio, was the pie still there?
Oh, yeah.
So I can have some tomorrow morning.
There's no doubt.
And he will.
And I will.
And he will.
I will.
Because every time Eatsies will bring a cake, it doesn't matter how many days it will sit in there. Norm, every day,
hello,
we'll go get a chunk.
Hello. I do the same thing
and then
every day.
And sit it on the counter.
What about when it gets to the floor?
On it.
All right.
He'll bend over.
It's floor pie.
I
had one floor piece.
Yes, he has.
It is floor pie.
Yeah.
Like Homer. I've had a floor pie.